Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
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 Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hello? What's going on? What's going on? Chilling.
Got it.
Okay, one more.
So we got thanks, Bill. Gotcha.
Yo.
Let me see if there are people on the line. There are.
Hey, we got a couple of people on the line.
Let's see if we can get them to jump in. Let me pee a little bit. Thank you.
All right, let's see what we got. I think we may have something that works. So I'm going to go live and see. First off, I will record it on my end, which may cause a problem, but let's see. Then we'll press record on this end. Go here, see what we got. 41 people waiting. Waiting some crap. What's going on? We shall see. We shall see. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see what we got. What's going on? We shall see. Well, it's clear. All right, the only thing we're waiting on now is to see if the phone lines are working. So the phone lines are up, ladies and gentlemen, please call in. The number is 213. 943. I figured out something else. Apparently, I'm learning a lot of shit by sheer just working on stuff. So I may not take this computer back, although I still don't think it's worth what I paid for it. I think I might just have to take it back. But right now, it's working. So thank you guys for joining the show, and make sure you guys stay up. All right, let's see what we can get. Somebody said the chat is too fast. I don't know. Yeah, I'm taking it back, KD. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm going to give it a few days, but I'm taking it back. No, y'all saw that shit? She's on her channel talking straight cash shit, straight up lies. She's over there saying that, oh, hell, why? Let's just... This is it. Let's see. Y'all could just, how she was saying that she thought it had frozen. Oh, crap. Kicked out the phone. She thought it had frozen. She didn't know. As my ex-girlfriend would say, she didn't knew.
I didn't knew.
It was funny to hear that girl talk. Hold on a second. I'm having a problem with connection. I guess I should expect that with this. Let's see if Verizon does a little better. Because I'm not connected. I hate that girl know my damn Skype now. She gonna tell everybody my damn Skype. Did you think I gave her my number? She kept giving me her number. Nope. I regret giving most people my damn number. Every time she gave me her number, I was like, nah, I'm good on that.
You can call my number.
Nope. Let's see what we got. All right, we're back. Cool.
You can call my number.
No, Billy. I done lost your number. Because you not anywhere that I want to be. She did an epic fail part one, then did an epic fail part two. Now, mind y'all, I want y'all to understand, she had 170 people watching her. The most she's ever had. The most she's ever had in the last stream before I went live. Now, she said, you know what? I'm not going to tell y'all what she said. I'm going to let y'all see what she said. Or hear what she's saying. Listen to this bullshit.
Oh, I'm here.
Look at that dumbass laugh every 5 seconds.
Tommy, like I told you guys, that shit was gonna go. You know, because that's how it goes with him. It's always gonna be like some type of craziness with Tommy. But it's always gonna be like that.
Yep.
So I'm back on my channel, and I don't even think that interview was an hour long, but I did it. You know, a lot of people saying I was afraid, a lot of people were saying all types of shit. Just, I don't know. So,
it's crackly.
I did the interview, told you guys.
Shit, hold on a second. I can't hear it.
I don't know, so.
Is that me? Hold on.
All right, is it? No?
No?
It's clear. Oh, God. It's clear here, it's clear there, but it's not clear there. That's crazy.
Clear here, clear there, but it's not clear there.
So my next question would be,
that's right.
How can I change the sound?
Clear here, clear there, but it's not clear there. Next question would be,
is it still clear? It's still not clear? It's still clear. It's still not clear. But it's not going to play. Fuck! It's not going to say fuck. Because then you won't be able to hear the fucking phone calls if I don't do it this way.
It's not going to say fuck.
Because then you won't be able to hear the fucking phone calls if I don't do it this way. That's some bullshit.
It's not going to say fuck.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Let me see something.
Yo.
I wasn't afraid. It's no big deal. He asked me a question. I answered the question. I got into detail about the initial.
Yo. Yo.
I got into detail about the
new show. This is going to have to work, y'all. This is going to have to work. All right, look, let's see if this works. It may not. It may. I don't know. There's a lot of fucks I don't give. Let's see if we can play this bullshit.
Story, and that's it. I'm back up here on my 20 people. I'm happy with my 20 people. Like, I think Tommy thinks I need to, some people.
You do!
I don't need that. I can install it.
No, you actually do, because you need money.
I did what I did because that's me. I handled it how self-directed. You know?
dumb shit.
Yeah, to her being straight, I still feel.
She said the same thing. Well, she might well say Manny being Manny. She might well say it's 2017. Black women are stupid. Listen, y'all. Have y'all noticed? You don't hear this kind of speech from very many women of other races that you hear consistently from black women. You hear this kind of talk consistently from them. The most views she's had on her video, she got 510 from that one video that she just did a little while ago.
Fine. Like, I still feel like I feel the same way I felt. So, I don't know. I don't know what everybody else is expecting me to do, but I did the interview and I'm done with that. I asked him to go ahead. He didn't have any real questions. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to tell you guys.
Listen to that dumbass
laugh. But I told everybody in my audience that he was going to go down that way anyway. Now, he didn't kick me off. I just fell off again. Like, that's the third time that's happened I fell off. He didn't kick me off.
She tell him she didn't kick me off. I didn't kick off.
Yeah. Daquan, he didn't ask me any questions. He asked me, was Priest married? I said, no, he's separated. What more you want me to ask?
How does a dumb bitch keep on acting like? And then she said, I don't care about the law, what the law says. So I turned around and asked her, well, but you made it. Man, I just.
Oh, no, he didn't kick me off. Like, he froze.
She keeps saying I didn't kick her off.
It was froze. It wasn't that he kicked me off. It was like a frozen, you know, and that's the third time that's done that. Like, anybody who watched this in front of the beginning, he was having the technical difficulties anyway. But he didn't kick me off. Aiden. Separated still means married to you. She don't mean that to me. Clearly didn't mean that to them. Or they wouldn't be participating in other relationships or anything. So, anyway, so I don't know. I don't know what else. Latasha, I'm here to tell you from my end, it wasn't AD kicked me off. From the side, from what I was seeing, okay, it was frozen. And that's it. You guys can believe what you want to believe. But for me,
Jesus,
he did not kick me off from what I was thinking. What you guys saw, I don't know. But from what this side, I saw it frozen. I saw him frozen, the chat was frozen, and I was frozen. That's it. That's all I can tell you. I don't know. Justin Daly didn't have a threesome with him. No, I didn't have a threesome with his wife. I've had this ring on for years. You should check out my other ring. Let's see. If he ended the call because I was laughing, that's his personal problem. Like, you guys are telling me he kicked me off. I'm telling you for what I saw. So if he's telling you guys he kicked me off, then believe that. But from my end, it was frozen, and it knocked me off like it did the two other times in that entire chat. And so he ended the call because I was laughing. That's his problem. Like, I'm laughing because I'm trying to make light of the situation. He's getting too serious, and, oh, well, I don't care. Nobody was disrespecting him for laughing. Please. How is laughter disrespectful? Stop that. I don't need, you guys can go over to, if you're like his fans or whatever, you can go over to his channel and continue talking to him. Mrs. Young, it wasn't going to go differently. I told you guys, you were over here before I got conversations to begin with.
Notice how she's arguing with her friend. Her own fans were telling her, and she said, laughing is not disrespectful. Laughing is not disrespectful. Calling people nigga is not disrespectful. This is supposed to be a woman talking about being classy, telling me that I shouldn't use the words I use to describe other people when I do videos. This same woman is saying,
I got pregnant by a married man, and there's people out
But you did!
Even running.
shit.
Oh my God!
One thing that we can be right about is listening to y'all motherfuckers is like the worst thing we can all do. Like, as a content creator, listening to the people in
content
is ridiculous. You can't listen to y'all.
Fuck is our accent from?
Y'all make up all the versions and shit that ain't even true. Like, come on, man. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't know what to tell you. Listen, y'all want to stop that nigga Dick being on his side going down yourself.
Black women are disgusting. Black women are disgusting. The term, suck that nigga dick. Suck that nigga. If you say something that doesn't agree with her, they all do the same thing. Them, the true Siemens, everyone. When you agree with them, you're not sucking their dick. When you disagree with them, you're sucking their somebody else's dick. If you agree with them, you're never sucking their dick or eating their put or whatever fucking term they want to use to describe you agree with somebody. So y'all go on and suck that nigga dick. Suck that nigga dick. Just a...
I told my side of the story. I said I got into an issue, a situation with a separated man. Who, you know, y'all feel some type of way about that? Feel some type of way about that. What you want me to do about it? It's my motherfucking life. I'm not telling y'all to do what I did.
You asked to come on my show, you dumb whore.
So it doesn't make any sense. You have to be mad at me for me to tell people don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Come on now. A whole bunch of motherfucking buffering. I saw a whole bunch of motherfucking freezing. I could barely see the chat. And the last thing I saw before the Skype was over was the screen was frozen. So if he's telling y'all he kicked me out, he kicked me out. From my end, the shit had froze and knocked me off. Skype or the system, not Tommy. And this is the third time he did it throughout the entire conversation. The setup to even have this conversation was too much. He wasn't in where he usually is, wherever home is. Maybe he should have had the interview with me at home instead of in Atlanta. I don't know. Don't care. But I gave the nigga the opportunity to ask me whatever question he wanted to ask. But instead of asking the questions, the nigga sit here bitching. How many times do I have to apologize? I'm not going to keep apologizing to the nigga.
This is why every time I hear a black woman on news, on radio, on TV, get their ass beat or stumped out, I'm happy for it. The nigga bitching. Y'all sucking the nigga dick. The nigga. Every time I... tell you this is why every time I see a black woman get her fucking ass beat, I sit up there and smile inside.
Over and over again about calling them niggas.
They're not women. They're not even, they're barely human. The majority of them are, like I said, they're fucking machines. That woman kept talking and found nothing wrong with anything she says. And when other people keep telling her, hey, I don't like him, but you did purport yourself wrong. Fuck you, y'all gonna suck the nigga dick. Y'all sucking the nigga dick. I didn't do nothing wrong. My hand in my head. Y'all didn't get the notification because of the way I set it up. If I had set it up the other way, it might have buffered. So I set it up this way.
He said something about the buffering. I'm saying something about the buffering. Shit, just a fucked up conversation. We fucked up conversation from the beginning. Like, what y'all want me to do? Before the chat, let me tell y'all something about this nigga. Okay, let's be clear. All right? Before we even started the chat, he was easier to deal with. He was easier to communicate with. Number one, he wasn't talking at me. Number one, he wasn't yelling. He wasn't being all judgmental and ugly. This was before we even went live. He was calmer. But the second he starts seeing people chat inside of the chat, he getting all this attention, and he done got the show started. Now he want to be an asshole. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. How you going to be and I remember when me and him first started talking, I was chatting with somebody in the chat. And I was telling him that me and him sit here chilling, talking, and it ain't even nothing bad is happening. He was like, you mean to tell me you and Tommy are sitting here having a conversation and ain't nothing bad happened yet? And I said, no. He seems to be chill. He seems to be real cool. So he said, the guy I was talking to in the chat, he said, you think he just put on his personality for YouTube? I said, I don't know. Maybe, because he's not acting like this. Before it, now he gets into this live, and now he's in front of all y'all, and now he wants to be an asshole. You know, like, come on. Listen, how many times do we have to go over the fact that me listening to my people in the audience and people on the comment section was wrong? How many times did I have to say that that was wrong for me? How many times did I have to admit that so we can stop bitching about that? You mean something you gotta go over shit 3 or 4 or 5 times? I gotta say how wrong that was 3 or 4 or 5 times from the get.
The woman started my show shoving food in her face. Just a disgusting human.
Like, you people are killing me. And then you're coming over here to my motherfucking chat, trying to make it seem like I'm the motherfucking problem. Get the fuck out of here. And then try to compare him to Priest.
My motherfucking chat. So I got like, I'm the motherfucking problem. And then you got like, I'm the fucking problem. Remember when I played that video of that other person who said motherfucking, motherfucking, motherfucking over and over again? Y'all remember? Y'all remember that, right? And I said that we learned this stuff from black women. From black women. Hold on a second. I can let y'all hear this.
Stop. Come on. Anyway, I don't know why everybody always trying to compare Priest to all these other people. Priest is Priest. He is nothing, first of all, he is nothing like Tommy. Let's get that out of the way. Nothing like Tommy in that regard. Okay, he might get on my nerves, but he ain't an asshole in that way. Not an asshole. Tommy is an asshole towards everybody. He puts on a front for everybody. That's what he does. So all this, I'm a fraud, I'm a liar and stuff, he's just saying that shit to be mean. He didn't catch me in no motherfucking liar. Where did I lie at? Everything that I said I did wrong, if he said I did wrong, I said I did wrong. Calling him a nigga, I didn't go up there and say, hey, I wasn't calling you a nigga. No. We sit there, we talking about the videos that I made. He has to literally remind me that I made a video about this nigga. I'm like, oh shit, I did do that. How does that make me a liar? I said I did. That's the shit I don't understand. Like, that's shit I don't get. I really, I don't know. Anyway, so, listen. People have been asking me and Tommy to sit down and do an interview together. I told you guys beforehand that shit was going to go the way that it went. It went the way that it went. What was y'all expecting? What was y'all expecting it to do? That's Tommy's MO. That's what he do. It's no different.
That's my M.O. That's my M.O.
Before. He's no different. He hasn't changed or anything. He's the same nigga he's been. He's the same nigga he will continue to be. He will still be doing nigga shit.
Ooh,
and he's talking about something. I didn't call you out your name. I didn't do nothing. You don't have to because you're doing nigga shit. Like, how many times I gotta say, I made a motherfucking mistake before a motherfucker is happy. I'm sitting here talking about all the mistakes I made. I done sit here and did some dumb shit. And I'm saying this.
No, I didn't apologize to her on no dadgum Twitter. That's why I kept asking her, what apology did you get from me? What did I apologize for? No, I didn't give her a donation. She didn't get anything. I'm paying that woman for that interview? No. Right, she can't stop using the word, a grown woman can't stop using the word nigga, motherfucker over and over again. This is a woman that claims she's about to become a parent. I just want y'all to think about this for 2 seconds. A 17-year-old daughter, and she motherfucker, motherfucker. Let me ask y'all something. When my family was at my house over Thanksgiving, How was I speaking? And I'm a person who cusses a lot. When she can't stop, and I even asked her, I said, this is your opportunity to tell your story and to come across as a lady. This is disgusting. And this is the average black woman's way of speech. They can't even stop.
The nigga,
the nigga, 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 nigga.
Give blood. I don't know, but regardless of what I do, somebody is gonna be bitching about it.
Bitching.
What I say, somebody's gonna lie about it. Regardless of what I do, somebody or not, somebody will say and delete it. Whether I block a person or not.
And all that dumb laugh. Niggas, don't be.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Me and Tony could have had a easy, good little interview, you know, and it still would have been motherfuckers in my chat tripping. You know why? Because he was generalizing from the beginning. He was already calling me y'all YouTubers, y'all. It's like he's separate. He's separate from us. We all YouTubers. Okay, he ostracizes his fucking self. He takes himself out of a category like he's different from us. Like he does the same shit we do. The same shit. Even before we started the live, I gave him props. I said, listen, you know, I like how you work hard on this shit. You really, really sit here and you work hard. That's something to look, you know, to look up to. But it's also motherfuckers that I said the same shit to. I said that to Jeff. I've commended every man on his shit. I've commended O'Shea on his shit. I have been the type of person that sit here and just say the truth, and for some reason, no matter what I say, someone is going to try to make it seem like I'm a liar in some type of way. Tony is no separate from us. Okay, when he goes around and he says all his negative stuff and he tries to make it seem like he's better or different because he's making X amount of money or he's doing XYZ. Listen, people making money off YouTube too. We all making something off of YouTube. But you can't make fun of somebody for getting donations, or you can't make fun of somebody because they have less of you. Like I'm sitting here with 170 people inside of my chat. That nigga probably had, what, 300, 500 people, but he thinks that that makes him better.
She said, I'm sitting here with 170 people in my chat. That nigga was sitting there with 300, 500. There was 2,600 people here, dear. There's 1,200 here now. When you're not having my name in your show, you have 20 people watching.
Same thing, all he's doing is fucking commentary and talking shit. That's what all of us do. We see how we talk our truth.
So if all of y'all are speaking commentary and talking shit, that I'm the one that y'all all going after saying let's flag him down. Because every one of y'all have come after me and said let's flag him down.
That's all we fucking do. So I believe he tries to ostracize himself. So when I came into that conversation, the entire conversation was mainly just Santa Ray is a black bitch, basically, is who you think in his mind. She's just another typical black woman. She's just another YouTube creator who created videos about me to get some views. No, I don't need to use Tommy's name to get views because I have plenty of other videos on my channel that have nothing to do with him at all, that have more views than any other video that I made about him. And he would know that if he actually sat down and looked through that damn video. But has he done that? No, he has not.
Listen to what she just said. But she spent the whole time talking about how people would make a comment in her comment section, and she'd run with it and make a video about me. Talking about some 50 people said it at once when she don't have 50 people at once in her chat. Number two, all of you guys in the comment section are telling me what I should be doing, when I should be doing it, and all that stuff. But I know one thing for sure. There's been a couple people hit that donate button. So while everybody's telling me what I should be doing, and I went out and got all this crap, just to be able to do this bull crap interview so people can sit up here and enjoy the drama. Somebody put in the comment section, they said, hey, if everybody donated a dollar a piece, and I saw how that didn't, I saw that didn't move nobody. What had happened here? There's been one, two, three, four donations. Four people out of 1,200. Four people out of 1,200. Wow. Four people. Yeah.
You know, we couldn't even get to talking about the other stuff inside of the community that was important. The stuff that made me even bring this story to light to begin with. I'm sitting here going through some shit that I feel like a lot of women are going through because a lot of women are emailing me saying this shit.
That's the problem. If a lot of women are sleeping with married men or separated men and producing children with them, that has nothing to do with you sitting there giggling and laughing, talking about some you trying to make it lighthearted. If you believed that it was an epidemic, you would have taken the conversation seriously.
They're going through this shit, and I'm sitting here like, okay, let me tell the story at least. But Tommy doesn't want to hear the story. He doesn't want to sit here and, you know, he's upset because he feels like I'm monopolizing off of his show. You came on the show to interview me. Everybody else knows you. So they don't need to hear shit you got to say. You came here, you told me to come here so you can interview me. Okay? I'm telling you where I'm coming from, and clearly giving you short answers ain't working. So let me give you a long, drawn-out answer that maybe you'll understand. Let me monopolize the conversation because little short answers ain't doing it for him. So that's why I got into more detail.
She said little short answers ain't doing it for him. When literally you never gave me little short answers to the point where I had to stop you and say, this is supposed to be a conversation, not a, you're not supposed to just have this monopoly of the conversation. Oh, God. Let's see what else this other lie this woman's telling.
Please, video, there's another one. But he has a pattern of changing his mind. Well, Steve, let me tell you something. Ain't no man in the history of men is going to walk out on me during my load and think he's about to have an open door. Time he decides to stroll his ass back up on him. I don't think so. You're not going to keep walking up and out of my child's life or my life like that. That's not how that's going to go. You walk the first time, your ass is out of here. You don't get chances to try to come back. That's not how I operate. It's not how I will ever operate. I didn't walk off on him when I could have. I could have walked off on him when he was going down on this shit, when he was having the worst time of his life. I didn't do that. I didn't walk out on him. I didn't leave him behind. I didn't do it. He did it to me. So, fuck him. That's not a good father to me. That's not a responsible dad. That's a warning. Why have his kids? Oh, so fuck what I want, right? Everybody's like, oh, he doesn't want the baby. So fuck what I want. Like, I'm supposed to just throw what I want out the window because of that nigga. That's what I don't understand about people. People telling me I should get
nigga.
This stuff because that nigga don't want to have a baby. Fuck him.
Jesus Christ.
Relationship, we wouldn't even be going through this. If he thought about me as well as him instead of thinking about himself the entire time, we wouldn't be going through it. So that nigga want to be selfish and do what he want to do, and that's okay. He's walking.
Somebody said there was a Hassan Campbell in the chat room that they deleted. Was it the real Hassan Campbell? Was it the real Hassan Campbell is the question I asked. Who blocked him? Nope. Good job, Super T. Good job, Super T.
Found his legal rights away right now. But since he just wants to irk my motherfucking nerve, he wants to make my life even more complicated than he's been doing for the past couple of months. He's not going to take me for it. So, okay,
if the dude was smart, he'd take her to court.
So it isn't about me. Nigga, you entire. Let me tell you something, okay? I don't know you, never met you, never had any beef with you, never had any interaction with you whatsoever. Yet your entire channel, not this Junk Pile video, I don't know if it's a live channel or a second channel, but you got a whole other channel with all these self-rate videos on it. For what? To be a dick. Because I ain't never done nothing personal to you.
So she says, him making all those videos is being a dick. her making all those videos about me is wrong. This person says, come to New York. We're going to block them. Bronx River. You want me to go to New York? I don't think she's pregnant either.
That's why you want to do. That's why you in the chat. That's why you in here ignoring me. So you can free, not even ignoring me, annoying me, so you can get some views, so you can have some material to put on your channel.
If you didn't have my name in this thing right now, you would not have the 87 views you have. When you go back to being who you I want to apologize. Because everybody else, y'all kissed my ass. Y'all just came for the drama anyway. But for the few people who donated, I want to say this. You know what? I'm in Atlanta and I paid a lot of money for this damn computer. You know what I realized? I'll talk to y'all when I want to. I don't sit up here and stress myself out for people who just want to sit here and watch and wait on me. Y'all go over there and watch her. Go over there and watch her. I'm dead ass. Go over there and watch her. That damn donate button is dried in the summer, bitch. And I'm sitting up here trying to appease people who don't give a shit about me. Y'all came to watch, and there's nothing wrong with that. Y'all shouldn't have to donate. Thank you, Smoothness 1000. Y'all shouldn't. But I'm going to let y'all go on and have the rest of y'all damn day. Because I'm going to go... and enjoy my. I'm gonna enjoy my day. I'm not gonna sit here and argue with y'all no more. There's 1,300 motherfuckers here. Five people donated. Five of them. That don't make any sense. I'm gonna let y'all go on and have the rest of your. Thank you, Cynthia. Cynthia is the one who donates, and she said, "Go on, enjoy the rest of my day." I'm gonna go on and let y'all go on and have the rest of y'all day. I'm all right. Have a good day. Everybody's on the phone line. I'm not doing the rest of the show. I'm not. It costs money to set up all this shit, and I paid all that stuff to do this stuff. And I'm looking, and all these people, yeah, y'all can kiss my ass. I'll come back whenever I want to. That's how the rest of it. I get flagged and stalked. I'll be back when I want to. You ain't got to have it like that. You ain't got to have it like that. It was a buck. As a matter of fact, computer back, that's what I'm going to do. Yes, I am pussy. You have to come up with other names, though.